Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, Palm Sunday.
Good morning to each and every one. Kalimera. Buenos dias. Dobro udro. However you say good morning, we want you to have one. What a beautiful day outside. And in a few moments, we are going to have our procession, our Palm Sunday procession. And when we walk around the church with the palms, we're going to see, as we have been seeing, that the church is decorated with palm branches, with bay leaves, with pussy willows. And we're going to see that when we come up here, we're going to have the children. And the children up at the Vima and the folks out in, we're going to hold our palm branches up high and we're going to wave them around. We're going to make a lot of hoopla. You remember the next big thing? Everybody gets excited about one thing. Everybody wants to know about one thing. Like, I remember when I was a kid, like Pac-Man. I look at my kids, maybe it's Beyblade. I don't know what it is. But whatever that thing is that everybody wants to be a part of, on Palm Sunday 2,000 years ago, that's who Jesus was. In Jerusalem, he was the next big thing. Because yesterday, on the Saturday of Lazarus, after going around Jerusalem for 3 years, healing the blind, making people who couldn't walk, walk, restoring sight to the blind, restoring hearing to the deaf, feeding 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread. After all these miracles, Jesus finally tops even himself. Jesus does what no one would have ever believed he could do. He walks up to the grave of a dead man and he says, "You're not dead, you're sleeping. Get up." And what does Lazarus do? He gets up. And when we're reading the gospel, we're reading about Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. That's what it says. It says the people in the crowd were the same people who were gathered when Lazarus rose from the dead. So on this day, Jesus is the buzzword in Jerusalem. Everybody wants to see this guy who raised Lazarus from the dead. Everybody wants to know what Jesus is all about. Everybody thinks he's the Messiah. People think he's going to start a revolution. People think he's going to work another miracle. People think they just want to know what he's about. They want to get next to him. You ever see the red carpet? Right? They roll out that red carpet, and that way, like, your nice shoes don't touch the asphalt and the leather soles don't get beat up. That's what we do for people when we really think really highly of them, right? We don't even want their feet to touch the ground. And that's what the people in Jerusalem, that's how excited they were about Jesus. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to roll out that red carpet. So they took off their jackets and they took off their sweaters and they threw them down on the ground. And then they started climbing trees and they started pulling palms down and bay leaves and they started throwing those on the ground. So they created a carpet on the floor so that Jesus's royal feet wouldn't even touch the ground as the new king entered their city. That's how excited they were. Now here's number one question for us today. Are we that ready to welcome Jesus into our lives as our King? Every day we wake up in the morning, we have the opportunity to receive Christ in prayer, in scripture, in almsgiving, in mindfulness of God's presence. How do we receive God in our lives? Do we receive Him reluctantly? Do we not receive Him at all? Are we kind of hot and cold with Him? Or do we receive Him as a king? Do we make ourselves subject to His will? Do we allow Him to be the primary and guiding force of our lives? Because that's what we're called to do. That's what it means when we receive Him as a king. Now, our church is packed today. We got people standing in line in the wall saying, when's Father Constantine going to stop talking? My feet hurt. Right? And Jerusalem was packed to the walls, but in a couple of days, things turn for Jesus politically. He's not such the buzzword anymore. Right? They're going to crucify Him. They're going to beat Him. They're going to humiliate Him. His best friends are going to turn on Him. And the friends who don't turn on Him are going to reluctantly abandon Him. He's going to be all alone. He's going to be beaten and bloodied. Right? Sometimes the commentators on the gospel, they say it was the same people who said Hosanna in the highest that said crucify Him, crucify Him. I don't know if that's true, but this is what I know, is that as people we are fickle and we want to be involved in the next hot thing. And when the next hot thing doesn't look so good, gets some bad coverage on the news, or there's another hot thing that comes along, we tend to back off of it. And this is the second question I want everybody to prayerfully ponder today. Do we say Hosanna in the highest on Palm Sunday and Christos Anesti on Pascha and then forget that God is our King and risen from the dead until Christmas? Or do we ask God to be the guiding principle of our life every day? Do we acknowledge His kingship on Holy Thursday as well as on Palm Sunday? Do we acknowledge His kingship on any given Thursday as well as on Palm Sunday? So as we process around the church today, as we proclaim God's kingship, as we go home with the tokens of victory, the palms that remind us of the raising of Lazarus in our hands, let those things be meaningful to you. Take those to your heart. Pronounce God as your king, not just this morning, but every morning and afternoon and night.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.